Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by John Herman, U.S. Rate Strategist for MUFG. It's Wednesday, July 15th, 2020. Welcome back, John.
Thanks, John. Great to be back.
Listeners may recall how we spent the last few podcasts on your economic forecast and investment thesis for the second half of this year. In this episode, I'd like to do a deep dive on the investment thesis in particular, your core strategic 230s yield curve steepener. Looking back, just how good was the May and June economic data that drove the yield curve to steepen from 107 basis points on April 15th to 146 basis points on June 5th?
Well, John, this the data really, as we've been seeing and been forecasting, really the data was quite outstanding. And I think our basic viewpoint would be one of this. It is possible to have a vibrant, resilient, and in some pockets of the economy, strong economic recovery, even right now, and to have that be and comporting that with a relatively moderate level of COVID. The two objectives are not incompatible. However, that to accomplish that, it really requires that the entire populace, from citizens to government to business leaders and so on, they really have to all completely buy into the appropriate health protocols and really have to embody them in their normal daily lives. So in the absence of that, we're in the kind of the world that we're in right now, where we get strong growth and we get the COVID surge. But the bottom line is, when we look at the data, this is quite remarkable. It's across a whole bunch of sectors, everything from industrial production, employment, the unemployment rate, the consumer spending, the inflation numbers, the factory orders, the housing market indicators, the list goes on and on. The numbers have been really quite spectacular. The recovery in over the months of May and June really I'm not going to say without parallel, but really, really quite strong and very impressive, and put us on the appropriate trajectory. And the one thing we would just highlight is there's something that we bond geeks and economic geeks highlight, something called the statistical handoff between quarters. And the statistical handoff for the second quarter into the third quarter, along the lines of consumer spending, production, some of the inflation signals, the ISMs and so on, the factors, the statistical handoff is so strong that GDP in this quarter, even if we kind of slip and stumble over the months of August and so on, we're probably still going to hit 16% year on year, a 16% quarter on quarter gain annualized. That's how strong. And if we somehow can just avoid stumbling too much in August and in September, you know, we could easily be hitting 20% GDP growth in this quarter. But what would worry us is these high level of COVID cases point to the handoff, the statistical between the third and fourth quarter, as being much less strong compared to the second and the third quarter. That's what's really troubling to us. And that would call into question, you know, GDP numbers for the fourth quarter. They could be as soft, you know, worst case could be as soft as, you know, say 2%, something like that, or 1.75%, 2%, 2.25%, something that weak, even after a strong third quarter. So that's kind of the background. We very, very good recovery, strong statistical handoff, but the COVID cases may trip us up in terms of the handoffs from third into fourth quarter, and that would call into question fourth quarter outlook.
So speaking of COVID, more recently that trade has reversed pretty sharply. The move appears coincident with the five-day moving average of COVID-19 cases bottoming in early June at approximately 21,000 cases per day, but then steadily surging to its current average of approximately 60,000 new cases per day. As far as I can tell, the shape of the 230s yield curve inversely followed that COVID-19 path. What are your thoughts on that?
So we all have numerous indicators that we're trying to track and follow and use to predict things and so on. What we're just recommending to our clients is to say, if they haven't done so already, is just take the five-day moving average of new COVID cases, add that to your toolkit or to your dashboard, as Janet Yellen used to call it, add it to your dashboard, put it up there, and just monitor it every day and so on. Because when we look back on April 15th, when we got into the 230 steepeners, 2 days before that, the number of COVID cases hit their, at that point, their peak. So they hit about 37,000 average. And that caused so much anxiety amongst investors that the curve achieved its flattest. In other words, investors are so pessimistic, so cautious, the curve was the flattest. Then, you know, the optimism started to kick in slowly but surely over the next seven and a half, 8 weeks. And by early June, the COVID cases were down to about a five-day average of only 20,000 per day. That was remarkably low, considering flattening the curve, bending the curve, whatever you want to call it. So that was very, very good. And then the curve was its steepest. Two-thirds curve was the steepest at that point. And then as you're highlighting, since that time, you know, as people came back after Memorial Day holidays and just have been adjusting their to back, resuming their normal lives, so to speak, the COVID cases, of course, have taken off. And so now the five-day moving average has surged well past that, you know, mid-April point. And, you know, we're now at COVID cases tracking, you know, 60,000, five-day moving average tracking 60,000 per day. And as you know, the curve has then reflattened almost entirely back to where we were in mid-April. And I think the only reason why we haven't gotten back to that 107 basis points, 230 spread, and that flattest point is because the data has just been so good, and that it's just, you know, it's fought back and pushed back against that. But going forward, that's kind of the interesting question is going forward. What happens to the five-day moving average? What happens to the sentiment?
Thanks, John. Okay, so I guess the question is, has your core view and forecast of a more resilient recovery that engenders a steeper yield curve changed? Or is it more the case that in the near term, COVID-19 developments and market conditions could provide an opportunistic entry point for adding to your position?
Okay, so this is a great question. So again, when we were back in mid-April, we came out with this idea. We knew it was a little bit out of the box. And it wasn't like we had a hard time convincing clients of you know embarking upon you know a 230s steeper investment thesis, but the clients over the following eight or nine weeks or so could then see that, hey, it actually made some sense. And now that the data has come out and fully borne out that that steepening pattern, clients can say, okay, I see the correlation now. I see how it's going to work. But now the question is, all right, look, is you know, now that we're about 160, 117, 118 basis points, depending on the day, 230 spread, is, you know, is it time to fish or cut bait? And our view is, okay, if you got in back in early April, like we did, if you want to scale down your position, scale down the size of it, okay, that makes sense. Do you want to throw it away? No, because the entry point was just so good in our minds. So we don't want to throw it away. But is it possible over, say, the next 4 weeks as we get close to school reopening and people still in their summer mindset and summer behavior patterns and the COVID cases still high and spreading out throughout the South and into the Midwest and so on, is it possible that we could just hit a number, you know, like 80,000 or 90, or, you know, 85,000, is it possible we could hit that kind of number that causes a big risk off move in the market and then suddenly puts the 230s at say, you know, 95 basis points, which would be a spectacular entry point for for an intermediate term 230s steepener view. And we would say, yeah, we think there's a chance of that. Is it guaranteed? No, nothing's guaranteed in this environment, but we think there's a chance. So for those and clients who were really hesitant back in April and May to get into the steeper, I understand that we were out of the box, we were way in front, but now you may, you know, if conditions unfold and you get another risk off, you know, a high spike in COVID and a risk off move in the market and a big flattening of 230s, and you get it, you know, below our last entry point, maybe you get it below 100 basis points or below 95 basis points. I think that's over the intermediate terms. And fabulous entry point for two-thirds steepener. The carry is going to be a little bit on the high side, but I think it's going to be an excellent entry point for an investment thesis because the economy has really shown itself to be phenomenally resilient here. And it's just the populace, we just have to, you know, adopt, you know, more health conscious behavior patterns, and we have to take them seriously. And I think that we can. There's nothing to suggest that we cannot. We can learn from these experiences. So that's what we would suggest to people. Just be prepared that over the next, you know, before the school opening, before Labor Day, or maybe just right after Labor Day, we could hit, you know, a big, big number and you could get a risk off move, that we would think is, rather than saying, oh, the world's ending, say, wow, okay, great, that's my entry point and I'm ready.
Okay, got it. Great insight, John. Let's make sure to keep our listeners posted as this develops. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John.
Thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.